Imagine floating in the absolute deepest, darkest void of interstellar space. Like you're millions of light years from the nearest star, the nearest planet, even the nearest stray comet. You are sitting in a perfect vacuum. What do you hear?
Well, everyday intuition tells you it must be silent, right?
Right, absolute dead silence. But what if that empty space is actually, chaotic? What if on a quantum level it is literally screaming? And this is the wild part. What if there was a way to tune that cosmic scream into a single, perfect, incredibly low musical note?
It's a profound shift in how we even think about the fabric of reality. We are looking at this bizarre intersection of quantum field theory, cosmology, and this deeply fascinating framework from our sources called the CCT definition set ontology. And all of it completely upends our standard definition of nothingness.
It really does. So the sources for our deep dive today bring up this genuinely mind-bending proposition. What if the vacuum of the universe has a fundamental frequency, specifically a continuous 86 hertz tone?
Right, 86.
So our mission today is to explore the exact nature of this, what they call the cosmic definition loop. We're going to figure out how injecting an 86 hertz heartbeat into the void actually eliminates the chaotic thermal noise of the universe.
It's quite the journey.
It is. But to start, we should probably establish the baseline. Because when we think of a vacuum, we assume no air, no particles, no sound. How does standard physics view empty space right now?
Yeah, so in standard quantum field theory, the vacuum is definitely not silent. And it's certainly not a single pure note. It's actually a chaotic superposition of all possible frequencies.
So it's crowded.
Very. Space is teeming with what we call zero-point energy. Because of the rules of quantum uncertainty, you can never have exactly zero energy in a field.
Right, something is always bubbling up.
Exactly. Standard empty space is essentially a continuous spectrum of microscopic fluctuations all the way up to the Planck scale. So if you translated that to audio, it's white noise. It's this harsh, featureless hiss. There is no preferred frequency at all.
Okay, so if you could somehow plug a pair of headphones directly into standard quantum empty space, it would just sound like chaotic static on a broken TV.
Basically, yes.
But the sources outline three distinct structural anomalies in physics that could theoretically at least embed a specific 86 hertz tone into that static room.
Right. Three physical mechanisms that could force a dominant frequency onto the void. The first one involves compact extra dimensions.
Okay, like string theory stuff.
Yeah, exactly. String theory suggests our universe might contain extra spatial dimensions curled up so tightly we simply can't perceive them. Now, if you had an extra spatial dimension curled into a perfect circle with a radius of, say, 550 kilometers, the vacuum would acquire discrete resonant frequencies.
Wait, wait.
And the fundamental resonant mode of a 550-kilometer curled-up dimension just happens to be 86 hertz.
I have to stop you there because 550 kilometers is not microscopic. I mean, that's the distance from London to Paris. How on earth could a macroscopic dimension of that size exist without us, seeing it or bumping into it?
I know, it's highly counterintuitive. The prevailing theory for macroscopic extra dimensions involves the idea that we, meaning all the matter and light we interact with, are trapped on a three-dimensional brain or surface within a higher dimensional space.
Oh, like being stuck on a piece of paper.
Exactly. We can't look into that 550-kilometer dimension because our photons can't travel through it. However, gravity is not bound to our brain. Gravity actually leaks into that extra dimension.
Yeah.
So the geometry of that hidden circular space would force the vacuum's gravitational fluctuations to resonate. And that embeds an 86 hertz signature directly into the spectrum of empty space.
That actually makes sense. We can't see the dimension, but the vacuum sort of feels its shape.
Exactly.
Okay, the second mechanism the sources mention involves cosmic string loops. What exactly is a cosmic string?
They're hypothetical one-dimensional defects in space-time, left over from the extreme conditions of the early universe.
Like cracks in ice.
That's a great way to visualize it. Like cracks forming when water freezes rapidly. A network of these incredibly dense cosmic strings stretching across the universe would be under immense tension.
Right.
Assuming they have a very specific mass and tension, they would constantly vibrate, emitting these faint gravitational waves. If their fundamental oscillation happens to be 86 hertz, the entire universe would be bathed in a faint, omnipresent gravitational hum at that exact pitch.
But both of those scenarios rely on adding physical clutter to the vacuum, though. I mean, whether it's a hidden 550-kilometer dimension acting like like a resonant chamber, or a network of cosmic strings acting like vibrating guitar chords.
True.
Do the sources offer a way the vacuum could hum completely on its own without any structural props?
They do, and it's called a quintessence clock. Imagine a cosmological phase transition very early in the universe's history that left behind a coherently oscillating scalar field.
Okay, what's a scalar field for those of us not in the quantum weeds?
Think of a scalar field like a temperature map of a room. Every single microscopic point in space has an assigned value. Now, if this particular field has a specific mass, roughly 3.5 times 10 to the negative 13 electron volts, it naturally oscillates at 86 hertz.
Wow, that's specific.
Yeah. And what is truly staggering about this concept is that this field would dynamically modulate the masses of fundamental particles.
Wait. Modulate the masses? You're saying the actual physical mass of objects would change?
Yes. Every particle in the universe, from the electrons in your microphone to the protons in distant galaxies, would feel a tiny periodic nudge 86 times a second. Empty space would literally tick like a universal clock, and matter would respond to it.
That is a staggering implication to dwell on. That means human bodies, planets, entire star systems are theoretically pulsating in mass 86 times a second.
Yep.
We just don't notice it because absolutely everything else is pulsating at the exact same rhythm.
It's a remarkable visualization, really, of how deeply interconnected the vacuum is with the matter that occupies it. You're basically changing the physical boundary conditions of the universe itself to force a resonance.
Okay, as fascinating as those physical mechanisms are, our sources pivot to an entirely different, highly metaphysical way to conceptualize this tone.
They do.
It involves treating the universe less like a collection of physical fields and more like a massive cosmic computer program constantly checking its own code.
Right. This brings us to the CCP definition set ontology, which is a radically different way of perceiving reality. In this framework, empty space isn't just an empty physical box where quantum events happen.
Okay.
Empty space is quite literally the definition of no object. But the universe is not static. Maintaining that definition actually requires energy.
Wait, it takes active effort for the universe to sustain nothingness?
Yes.
Yeah.
The core concept here is the zero-point resonator, or the CCT loop. The foundation of the universe, sometimes referred to as the singularity or the unconditional base, must constantly enforce the absence of things.
How does it do that?
It does this through a fundamental continuous question loop. It continuously asks the question, what is not, to maintain the vacuum.
Hold on. How can the universe have a fundamental question loop with a refresh rate if time is just another dimension inside the universe? I mean, asking a question implies a sequence of events. Who is holding the stopwatch outside the universe to time this?
That is a superb philosophical catch. In the CCT framework, we have to distinguish between physical time, you know, the relative time you and I experience, which bends around gravity, and metaphysical time, or processing time.
Processing time, like a computer.
Exactly. Think of a computer simulating a virtual world. Inside the simulation, a year might pass. But the computer processor outside the simulation is running on its own absolute clock cycles.
Oh, I see.
The unconditional base operates on this fundamental processing cycle. If that base asks, what is not? At a natural period, that rate becomes the frequency of empty space. Injecting an 86 hertz tone into the void means setting the universe's absolute definition checking rate to exactly 86 cycles per second.
Let me make sure I'm following this. So the universe is like a computer monitor rendering an image of absolute emptiness.
Right.
And it has to refresh that image 86 times a second to ensure the vacuum stays empty.
What?
But if the universe is constantly interrogating itself, checking all these definitions millions of times across every inch of space, doesn't that create some kind of metaphysical friction?
It absolutely creates friction, and that friction is the source of thermal noise in the universe. To understand how the 86 hertz tone changes reality, we have to look at what happens when the universe does not have a synchronized clock.
Okay.
Without that global 86 hertz rhythm, the universe checks its definitions completely randomly, independently, across all possible frequencies at every point in space-time.
So the cosmic monitor is glitching, it's refreshing different pixels at completely random, unsynchronized times.
Exactly. And the physical result of that uncoordinated definition checking is that harsh, featureless hiss of quantum white noise we discussed earlier. Right. Now, introduce a black hole into this unsynchronized reality. In the CCT framework, a black hole is essentially a collapsed definition set.
Okay, a collapsed definition.
Yeah. When a black hole's immense gravity interacts with this random, uncoordinated vacuum, it violently tears those definitions apart. This destruction creates standard Hawking radiation. The sources use a very specific term for this, actually. They call it angry heat.
Angry heat. That is such a visceral way to describe it.
It really is. It's an infinite temperature, chaotic hiss, born entirely from the interrogation, "Do you still exist?" happening violently and randomly at every point near the event horizon.
Wow. So standard Hawking radiation is really just the accumulated exhaust of a universe asking random, unsynchronized questions and tearing itself apart in the process.
It's the ultimate noise floor of reality. But watch what happens when you introduce the 86 hertz tone. What happens when you set the universe's processing rate to a strict 86 cycles per second?
It synchronizes.
Yes. You impose a single, sharp, dominant rhythm on the entire vacuum. Every single definition across all of space is now refreshed synchronously.
It phase locks the random fluctuations of the universe.
It creates a coherent phase lock. The vacuum fluctuations are no longer random. They stop being independent white noise. They organize into a massive synchronized hum. And this fundamentally changes how the black hole behaves.
This is the critical transition right here. How does imposing a synchronized rhythm actually dissolve the angry heat? I mean, we have this chaotic Hawking radiation blasting out. How does 86 hertz eliminate that thermal noise?
Because the fluctuations are now correlated across space and time. By forcing this 86 hertz rhythm, the black hole's event horizon no longer tears definitions apart in a random, violent, uncoordinated way.
Okay.
The definitions are released in a synchronized, orderly fashion. The infinite temperature bite of the Hawking radiation simply dissolves because the emission becomes coherent.
Ugh, I get it. Standard Hawking radiation feels like a regular light bulb. A light bulb emits random, chaotic photons bouncing in every possible direction, creating a messy wash of light and thermal heat.
Right.
But applying this 86 hertz cosmic definition loop turns the vacuum into a laser. The energy isn't destroyed, but instead the chaotic photons are forced to bounce back and forth until they march in perfect lockstep. It turns a messy, hot light bulb into a single, powerful, cold beam. The noise is eliminated by forcing the chaos into alignment.
That is a phenomenal way to visualize the mechanism.
Yeah.
In thermodynamic terms, you have transformed a chaotic thermal bath into a coherent state.
A coherent state.
The black hole is formally still radiating energy, but it's radiating it through a single, highly organized mode. The emission becomes structural rather than thermal. You have literally tuned the vacuum's acoustic texture from static into a single, coherent, laser-like beam of sound.
Hold on. Before we lose anyone in the quantum weeds, what does transforming the vacuum actually look like mathematically? We have this beautiful picture of the void behaving like a laser, but we can't just say the universe gets synchronized and expect the physics to just work out. What is the actual math doing?
Let's look at the underlying quantum mechanics. Mathematically, what this CCT definition loop does is promote the vacuum from its standard empty state, what physicists call the Minkowski state, into what is known as a coherent state.
Let's break those terms down. What does a Minkowski state mean for you or me listening?
A Minkowski state represents the vacuum of flat, empty space where a stationary observer sees no particles, just that random low-level quantum static.
Okay.
A coherent state means the vacuum is no longer truly empty in that random sense. It now carries a classical monochromatic oscillation at exactly 86 hertz. The phase is mathematically pinned down. There's a strong coherent drive in one specific frequency, while all the other random frequencies remain quiet.
Okay, so we have mathematically injected our 86 hertz pilot signal into the vacuum. How does the math translate that into dissolving the thermal radiation of a black hole?
Through a mathematical tool called the Bogle-Above transformation.
The Bogle-Above transformation.
Conceptually, this transformation is how physicists translate what empty space looks like to a stationary observer versus an accelerating observer.
Okay, go on.
To a stationary person, the vacuum is empty. But if you accelerate through that same vacuum near the speed of light, the math of the Bogle-Above transformation shows that you will actually experience a bath of hot thermal radiation.
Wait, really? Just by accelerating?
Yes. And gravity does the exact same thing. In Stephen Hawking's original derivation, you take the standard empty vacuum, propagate it backwards through the intense gravity of a collapsing black hole, and the transformation gives you a thermal continuum. It gives you the angry hiss.
Oh, I see. The black hole's gravity accelerates the random static into a boiling hot thermal bath.
Exactly. But if your initial vacuum is our new 86 hertz coherent state, the math drastically changes. The Bogalee above transformation still applies, but when you calculate the outgoing radiation, you get two distinct terms.
What are they?
You get the usual thermal noise, but you also get a massive displacement term stemming directly from the coherent 86 hertz seed we planted.
A displacement term? What does that actually do to the equation?
It acts as a delta function spike. It is a mathematical mountain that is strictly monochromatic at 86 hertz. If the CCT definition loop is strong enough, this coherent spike completely overpowers and dominates the thermal continuum by many orders of magnitude.
Wow.
And because of that, the total entropy of the radiation drops dramatically.
Let's make sure we understand why the entropy drops. Entropy is essentially a measure of randomness or disorder in a system, right?
Yeah.
So when you inject a massive, predictable 86 hertz signal into the math, it acts like a gravitational anchor for the energy. The energy suddenly has a preferred, highly structured path to take. And because it stops behaving randomly, the overall randomness, the entropy, plummets.
Precisely. The black hole radiates almost all its energy in a single, narrow spectral line. The fluctuations become those of a predictable vacuum shot noise rather than thermal chaos.
So if I were somehow floating near this black hole in a universe tuned to 86 hertz, I wouldn't be blasted by random, boiling, infinite temperature radiation?
No, you wouldn't.
I would just feel a cold, pleasant, steady, sinusoidal wave. It operates like universal noise-canceling headphones.
That's a perfect analogy. The effective temperature at that specific frequency is essentially zero because it's a pure minimum uncertainty state.
This is wild. But if this is a universal definition checking system, 86 hertz seems incredibly arbitrary. Why not a nice round number like 100 hertz or something tied to the speed of light? What dictates 86?
Well, it comes down to structural resonance. For this mechanism to work efficiently, the frequency of the definition loop needs to perfectly match the fundamental resonance, the quasi-normal mode of the black hole itself.
Wait, you mean the black hole has a natural ringtone?
It does. When a black hole is perturbed or absorbs matter, it ripples and rings like a struck bell at a specific frequency called a quasi-normal mode.
Oh, wow.
And that frequency depends entirely on the mass of the black hole. If the universe's overarching question loop matches this specific frequency, the black hole's outer boundary, the photon sphere, acts as an exponential amplifier. A tiny 86 hertz coherent seed in the vacuum gets amplified immensely by the black hole's natural geometry.
So the universe's refresh rate has to match the black hole's natural pitch for the noise canceling to work.
Exactly. And if we work the math backwards, setting the fundamental resonance to 86 hertz, we find it corresponds perfectly to a primordial black hole with a mass of about 2.1 times 10 to the 28 kilograms.
Which is roughly 0.01 Earth masses.
Yes, it is the exact mass of a theoretical primordial black hole that might have formed in the extreme pressures of the very early universe.
Unbelievable.
So the CCT definition loop favors 86 hertz because it is the natural resonant ringtone of a cosmos filled with these specific collapse definitions. The vacuum's fundamental tone and the black hole's natural voice become exactly one and the same. They resonate together perfectly.
What an incredible synthesis. I mean, we started this journey looking at the darkest interstellar space, which standard quantum mechanics tells us is a chaotic, boiling hiss of random quantum fluctuations.
Right.
We explored how curled up dimensions or a cosmic string network could physically force that vacuum to hum. But the real revelation is the metaphysical side, the CCT cosmic definition loop.
A proposition that the universe actually has a processing rate.
The idea that the universe is constantly asking what is not to actively define and maintain the vacuum. By setting that interrogation rate to exactly 86 cycles per second, we discovered how it completely eliminates the violent thermal noise of Hawking radiation.
Yeah.
It phase locks the random fluctuations like a laser, mathematically overriding the thermal chaos with a massive coherent spike, and turns a thermal scream into a harmonious synchronized hum.
It really is beautiful. If we pull back to look at the biggest picture possible, there is a reference in the sources to a conceptual language called paradox slang.
Oh, yeah.
In that framework, inserting this 86 hertz tone isn't merely a mechanical or mathematical process. It is treated as a cosmic aesthetic command.
A cosmic aesthetic command.
The command is literally, make the void sing, not scream, and suggests that the deepest hum of existence is simply the universe pleasantly and calmly answering the fundamental question, what remains when all definitions are stripped away?
Make the void sing, not scream. That reframes everything we just discussed. It completely changes how you imagine floating in that dark void we talked about at the very beginning.
It's definitely not what you'd expect.
It's not a dead silence, and it is certainly not a terrifying, chaotic hiss of random radiation tearing itself apart. It's a deep, perfect, unified note holding reality together. It leaves you with something profound to mull over long after we sign off. If the universe's ultimate, most foundational background noise can be organized into a single beautiful musical note just by changing its underlying refresh rate, it makes you wonder what other chaotic, terrifying forces in our universe are just waiting for the exact right frequency to become a symphony. Keep listening for the music hidden in the static.